Good afternoon, and welcome to Using Social Media to Grow Your Immunization Communication Capacity. That's a long title for this session. By the way, if you'd like to move up to where you can see the sweat on our brow, there's plenty of room up here in the front. I'm Ken August. I'm with the National Public Health Information Coalition. We're an organization of public health communicators, and we're celebrating our 20th anniversary this year. So next year, champagne. This year, it's still fruit juice. But we have an outstanding lineup of speakers today, and I'm very excited about this panel. They'll be talking about this fast-changing world of social media, and just how fast is it changing? Well, the latest research shows that teens are now giving up on blogging. They're foregoing blogging for Twitter, Facebook, and other forms of social media. Health departments around the country are using Facebook, they're using YouTube to launch their communications campaigns. And when you talk to people who study this very closely, they'll tell you that they don't expect the way things look right now to look the same way in just another year. So we're all keeping an eye on a very fast-moving situation. And how should you be using social media? Well, Don Crawford, who is the director of the Colorado Children's Immunization Coalition, is going to talk with us about social media for immunization promotion and education. Lisa Randall, who's the associate executive director of the Immunization Action Coalition, she and Amy Pisani, who's the executive director of Every Child by Two, they'll discuss shaping the vaccine message through social media. And then just for those of you that follow the lineup in the agenda very closely, we're throwing you a little bit of a curve. My good buddy Catherine Martin, who is the executive director of the California Immunization Coalition, she will jump up and speak for just a couple of minutes about a project that her organization and my organization is involved in, and that Trish Parnell, we're working very closely with her on improving communication around immunization. And then lastly, Trish will, and she is the director of the Parents of Kids with Infectious Diseases organization. She's going to talk about a great tool they've developed called Communications Made Easy. So with that, please join me in welcoming Don Crawford.
Well, thank you for having me today. So I'm Don Crawford. I'm the Communications Director at the Colorado Children's Immunization Coalition. On Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, we are under the handle of Immunize CO Kids. And we are an independent nonprofit in Colorado. So I really wanted to start off my presentation today about really inspiring everybody today to get engaged in social media. I think it is so important that everybody in this room is engaging in social media in some way. Parents do vaccinate, we know that. We know that 80% of parents are vaccinating, but we also know that over half of them are afraid to do it. They have a lot of concerns, and that's something that we can really help as public health communicators. The conversation is also happening online. It's happening on Twitter, on Facebook, on YouTube, and on blogs. Next week, PBS is having a documentary about the vaccine wars. It has our favorite Jenny McCarthy in it, which will be really good. but it's really talking about how this fight has been fought online, that it's through her organization, through Twitter, through Facebook, that people are rallying around this issue. Parents are also asking questions, and we can be those answers for people. We can help confront misinformation, and we can increase the chatter, the pro-vaccine chatter online. And also, if anybody was hoping that this presentation was going to be how social media is going away and you can go back to doing press releases and events, unfortunately, that's not true. It's really here to stay. This first graph kind of shows the growth of different social media platforms over the last couple years. And also that there's 167 million Americans that are engaged in social media. And this was actually a study from this time last year. So I know this number is even higher. It's everywhere. It's something that I really encourage everybody to get engaged in. So it's a powerful tool for good. You know, these are some ways that you can really engage in social media. So you get to be a superhero for your cause. You get to be out there every single day talking about how great vaccines are, how important they are for children and adults, and how we're preventing disease every single day. Make real connections with real people. Social media is all about being a person and engaging in a very personal way. So you get to talk to moms and find out their concerns about vaccines. You can reach pregnant moms and new moms, which is a very ripe market for what we talk about, especially in childhood vaccines in Colorado and across the country. You can share information, latest studies, anything with your clinics, any information that you think that your clientele needs to know. You can also answer questions peer-to-peer. Millennials and Gen Xers really like to get their information from people who are like them, from their friends, their girlfriends, moms, those sort of things, rather than their physicians, rather than the government. So you can answer those questions as a real person on social media. It's free, which is a great thing in budget cuts. It's a completely free medium to connect with people. Granted, it takes a lot of time, so make sure that you have time for your staff to engage in this. But it's free, and that's a pretty good thing. And it's fun. You know, if you're getting into this and you hate sending out your tweets or you hate writing your blog, then find a new medium. You know, you should be having fun with it. Other people are engaging in it because they're having fun. So I just love it. I love social media. It's kind of ridiculous. So getting ready to launch. I really wanted to talk about how to create a good plan for social media so you're successful for your organization. I want to start off with my first super secret magic tip about social media, and it's about being a person. Social media as a communication strategy is more about engaging people than it is that it's another way to send out a press release, it's another way to get out a video. You need to interact with people, and if you're not comfortable with that, find somebody who is on your staff. Find somebody who wants to have friends on Twitter. Like, I connect with all these people on Twitter multiple times a week, and I love it because it's a community, and that's something that we can give to our clients and parents and adults who are on social media. So when creating a plan, a really great first step is to listen. So take time to see what other organizations are doing, and being here is obviously the first step in that learning process. Ask questions and be curious and experiment as a person, just in your personal accounts online. You can break stuff there without being very public and upsetting your executive director and your management. And then create a policy with your organization. So bring all the things that you've heard about, things talking about your organization and how other people are doing great things on social media. And also write a policy that allows you freedom, but with a little bit of oversight. At CCIC, I have a lot of freedom to say whatever I want, to engage with parents, to be a real person. But also my executive director drops in once a week, kind of reads over the tweets, and we talk about anything that maybe we could say differently, or we can push a different message. So it's nice to have that interaction and oversight with something that you do have a lot of freedom, so you don't have to get everything approved by 5 or 6 people before it goes out. The next step is to really pick your perfect combo. So looking at all these tools are going to be completely different in 2 years from now. So social media is about finding the right channel to find the people you want to connect with. So this is kind of a list of the best ones right now, and we're going to talk a lot more about all those in the rest of this presentation. So Facebook is a friend builder. It's a place where people are connecting with their friends and family, looking at photos of their cute cousin, taking their first steps. And so really kind of think about that when you're interacting with people on this space. Twitter is a great place to broadcast and build a community. You can use it on your phone or on the computer. I get that question a lot, so I like to include that. It's really a broadcast tool at this point. It's kind of a newsmaker. YouTube is a place where you can upload videos. Flickr is great for photographs, so photographs of events, photographs of your clients and constituents and members. LinkedIn is your professional connections online. It's a great place to upload your resume, so you're a resource for our community. And also you can create groups, so if you do have professional members, if you have nurses that you communicate regularly, it's a great place to kind of collect everybody. MySpace is still a great place to connect with teens. So if you're an adolescent, immunizations, that's the place that you should definitely be. Blogs is your online newspaper. So I think this is a great way of increasing our pro-vaccine chatter. Even if you can blog as an individual, personally, talking about why you care about vaccines so much, I think that's going to be a huge point to turn the tide on anti-vaccine, is that we're all talking about how much we love vaccines. And if we can kill them with numbers, I think we'll be doing a pretty great thing. And then the final one is social bookmarking. So dig and stumble where you can share information. So next step in creating your plan is finding the audience. You want to really think about who you're trying to reach. If you're trying to reach 65 plus, social media might not be the best place. They, you know, boomers and our senior population does use YouTube, so you can post videos and things like that, but really look at and be critical about who you're trying to reach. Also create a content focus. So find your niche. Don't feel like you have to have original content. You know, I think it's really great to repost articles from Every Child by Two and to link to things from PKids or retweet things from Colorado Children's Immunization Coalition. It's that community and sharing of the information across the country, literally, that is going to really help this pro-vaccine movement. The next step is to think about frequency. So really think about your organization and what you can do. If you can be on there multiple times a day, Twitter is going to be great for you. You want to be on there multiple times a day. You want to post different information throughout the day. If it's once a week, blogging is a great tool for you. And if you're somewhere in between where, you know, a couple times a week, then Facebook is a great place. So really kind of think about how often you want to post and also stick to it, because your readership is going to start looking to you at those intervals. So they're going to know every Thursday something comes out from your organization and they'll be expecting it. So responsibility. You can share the burden and the satisfaction of social media across your team. I think having multiple voices is a really great idea. I think it shows a broader spectrum of the issue and whatever you're trying to promote for your organization. And then finally, a launch date. You know, no more planning, no more researching. Really pick a date that you're going to jump in and start talking about your issue. And I wanted to talk to you about, too, this is a good point in listening and kind of looking at other organizations that are, I think, are doing a great job. We're going to actually listen to a lot of them today, so this is a good little preview. But this is a full length of lists. This presentation will be on the NIC website later, and also it's on my SlideShare decks. If you go to slideshare.com/Don A. Crawford, all of it's uploaded there. So Every Child by Two, obviously, does great stuff, so does PKids, and you'll learn a lot more about all the cool things they're doing. The Autism Science Foundation is also a great organization that has really understands our issue, especially with autism, and so they have done some really cool things on social media also. State and local superheroes, so the California Immunization Coalition does some really great stuff. Why I Choose is a great photo sharing site that Lisa's gonna talk about too a little bit. The Nevada Immunization Coalition has been struggling with their numbers, with their coverage numbers for a while, and so they're doing some really neat things of engaging their populations. And then there's Colorado Children's Immunization Coalition. I think we're doing a pretty good job, so, and all the things that we're doing. These are also some other blogs that I recommend reading and spending some time with. The first four are really nonprofit focused, but I think it's really applicable for government and large organizations because we don't have a lot of money, we don't have a lot of staff. So I think kind of using that model is really, really helpful. These are people I read all the time. And then also included some pro-vaccine friends, so some scientists and science communicators and some public health blogs. So that's me.